All right, so today we're diving into something pretty fascinating, the world of pathology in India, specifically how professionals in this really intricate field stay connected and informed across such a vast and diverse nation. And get this, there's this online platform, Patho India, that's actually celebrating, wait for it, its 25th anniversary this year. Yeah, I was blown away too when I saw that 2.5 decades of connecting pathologists online, which is what we're going to dig into today.
Yeah, it really is incredible, especially when you consider that Patho India emerged way back in 1999.
Oh yeah, back when the internet was still like dial-up, right?
Exactly, when the internet was just finding its footing, especially in a field like medicine.
Right.
It really highlights the vision of its founders to kind of, see the potential of online platforms.
Totally. Now, for those of us who aren't, spending our days peering down microscopes at biopsies, can you kind of paint a picture of what Patho India actually does?
Sure, absolutely. Imagine like a digital library, a forum, and a networking hub all kind of rolled into one, specifically for pathologists in India. It's a space where they can access the latest research, discuss complex cases with each other,
Oh, interesting.
learn from each other's expertise, regardless of where they are in the country. So it really breaks down those geographical barriers.
So it's like a virtual meeting place for like minds that work with microscopes.
Yeah, precisely. That's a
Yeah.
really good way to put it. And it's been incredibly impactful,
Right.
over the years. I mean, just think about the amount of knowledge that's been shared through that platform, the connections that have been made.
Yeah.
Take, for instance, Dr. John Marshall Johnson, the founder of Patho India.
Oh, yeah. I read a bit about him. He has that really interesting background in both medicine and healthcare administration,
Yeah, that's right.
which is a pretty unique combination.
Yeah, it is. And I think his leadership was really instrumental in Patho India's early success. He really kind of spearheaded the creation of the platform's online forum, which quickly became this really vibrant space for pathologists to, exchange ideas, seek advice on challenging diagnoses.
Like a sort of virtual consultation in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Like a virtual consultation with colleagues across the country, which is incredible, right? Because before that, it would have been very difficult to do something like that.
Right.
And it fostered a real sense of community, which I
Yeah.
think is so important in a field that can be quite specialized and sometimes isolating.
Absolutely. And one thing I found remarkable was that membership is free. I mean, that's pretty rare,
Yeah.
especially for such a specialized platform.
Right.
I feel like a lot of platforms like that would jump at the chance to charge a subscription fee.
Absolutely. But they've always kept it free, and they even welcome pathology students, which is amazing. Can you imagine like the learning opportunities that opens up for someone just starting out in the field to have access to this wealth of knowledge and expertise for free?
Totally. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Now, one thing I was curious about, and it's something that always comes up when you're talking about medical information online, especially in this day and age, are the ethical considerations.
Right.
How does Patho India handle that aspect? Because obviously there's a lot of sensitive information being shared, even if it is for professional purposes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something they've been very mindful of, even from the start, back in 1999. They have a very clear disclaimer on their website stating that the information shared on the platform is purely for academic and research purposes, and it's not intended to replace professional medical advice or diagnosis.
Oh, okay.
So they make it very clear that, this is a place for professionals to learn and discuss, but ultimately, any patient-specific advice or treatment should always come from a qualified medical professional.
Right. So they're essentially a facilitator of knowledge, not a substitute for someone's, personal doctor.
Exactly. They're like a bridge between the latest research and the practical application of that research, which I
Right.
think is a really valuable role to play.
Absolutely. Now, to touch on the, I guess, the business side of things for a moment.
Sure.
How does Patho India sustain itself? Because, free membership, all these resources, it must cost something to keep a platform like that running.
Yeah, that's a good question. And to their credit, they're actually very upfront about their revenue model, which primarily relies on advertising.
Okay.
They have ads on their website, and that's how they generate the revenue to, maintain the platform, pay their staff, and all of that.
Okay.
However, they also make it very clear that they don't endorse any specific products or services.
Okay, so no like sponsored content or anything like that.
Exactly. It's all very much arm's length, They want to make sure that the information and resources on the platform are seen as objective and unbiased, which is, you know, crucial for maintaining trust within the medical community.
Right. Absolutely. Now, for any pathologist or, you know, even aspiring pathologists listening who are maybe thinking, hey, this sounds like an amazing community, I want to be a part of it, how would someone go about joining PathoIndia?
It's actually incredibly easy. All they need to do is go to their website
and
sign up for a free account. They can subscribe to PathoIndia's newsletters and updates to receive, you know, the latest research news and announcements.
Oh, cool.
And they can also connect with other pathologists through the platform's forum and other online communities.
Fantastic. So it's really just a matter of, you know, a few clicks and you're in.
Pretty much. They've made it as easy as possible to join and start benefiting from the platform's resources.
That's great. PathoIndia honestly sounds like such an invaluable resource for the pathology community in India. And you know, it really speaks to the power of these online platforms, especially when it comes to, you know, really specialized fields, to connect professionals, to advance knowledge sharing, and just create these amazing communities of practice.
Yeah, I completely agree. It makes you wonder if this model could be, you know, replicated for other medical professions or even other industries entirely.
I was just thinking that.
Right. It's a testament to how technology can bridge those geographical gaps and really foster collaboration in ways that we might not have even thought possible, you know, 25, 30 years ago.
Absolutely. It's definitely something to ponder. And on that note, we'll leave our listeners with that thought. Until next time, everyone, keep those brains engaged and those questions coming.